There are many rehearsals going on at Century 2 today, and the music of one carries to the other. Wayne Bryan is setting up a special rehearsal in a crowded conference room. He's director for Music Theater Wichita.
Century 2 was built with the idea that a resident company would live here and actually create shows. And that's the way things were done more often in the 1960s. Nowadays, across America, if you have a big musical playing at your civic auditorium, the chances are that it's a touring show that came in from somewhere else, and it's just playing your city and leaving. Here, we create everything on the premises, the sets, the props, the costumes. Come on in. You can talk to the real people.
Oh, my gosh.
Eileen, this is Mike McGowan.
Hey. Hi, Mike McGowan. Nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Nice to meet you.
And
Thomas
Douglas,
our conductor.
Hi,
how are you?
Eileen, nice to meet you.
Thomas Douglas sits at the piano, and Mike McGowan, who plays Emile Debeck, and Aaron Mackey, who plays Nellie Forbush, begin a song from South Pacific.
Wonder how I'd feel living on a hillside, looking on an ocean, beautiful and still.
This is what I need, this is what I've longed for. Someone young and smiling, climbing up my hill.
We are not alike, probably I'd bore him. He's a cultured Frenchman, I'm a little hick.
Younger men than I, officers and doctors, probably pursue her. She could have her peak.
Wonder why I feel jittery and jumpy. I am like a schoolgirl waiting for a dance.
Can I ask her now? I am like a schoolboy. What will be her answer? Do I have a chance?
I've done 5 shows on Broadway. I did Grease, Ragtime, The Apple Tree. I did The Producers for 3.5 years. But most recently, my big credit was I was on the road with The Book of Mormon.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Was that fun or what?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I have 4 Broadway shows under my belt. I made my debut in Wicked playing Glinda. I played Glinda for about 2.5 years all over the country. And then I was in a show, 2 shows at the Roundabout Theater in New York on Broadway, The Revival of Anything Goes. I played Hope Harcourt. And I did a Sondheim review called Sondheim on Sondheim. And then my last Broadway outing was a new show called Chaplin the Musical. I played Chaplin's last wife, Una O'Neill.
Director Wayne Bryan.
Well, South Pacific this year is 65 years old. And yesterday in rehearsal, we were all talking about the D-Day landing and the recollection that this is probably the last time that survivors of World War II would actually be able to take part in one of the anniversaries of D-Day. And so this classic subject matter is something that bears reinvestigating every so often. So South Pacific, we have not done for 19 years. It was almost 2 decades, and it was really time to look at it again. We were all very impressed with a production that was done at Lincoln Center in 2008 that reexamined the material, that opened up some of the material in a new way, and it certainly is being reflected in this version. It's the classic show, and yet you may be surprised at how contemporary it feels and how pertinent some of the issues still are.
Didn't they go back to the original orchestrations for that Lincoln Center, South Pacific? Didn't they have a large orchestra?
Musical director Thomas Douglas.
It was a large orchestra, and we're having a large orchestra here. And what's interesting about the orchestration is that it's the classic orchestra with no electronic anything. It's all acoustic instruments.
How many pieces do you have?
There'll be 27 in the pit.
Do you know that's just not done anymore?
It's done here.
It's one of the things we're so proud of, that the Wichita Symphony Orchestra and Music Theater Wichita combined forces back when we were formed 43 years ago. And the idea is to make the summer not only entertaining for our audiences, but a chance for professionals to really work. Established professionals like Aaron and Mike, and young professionals that we gather from all over the colleges in the country, to let them learn and see how it's done, so that when they make their move to New York, they get right into it.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again.
Tell me what you think about this music. Even children, you know, however many, 65 years later, still know some of these songs.
Well, yeah, it has a lot to do with Richard Rodgers just knew how to write a beautiful, memorable tune. And what he does is harmonizes them in such a way that they're unforgettable. So when you hear Some Enchanted Evening or I'm in Love with a Wonderful Guy, you remember those tunes. So it just has to do with the basic songwriting craft that he was an expert at.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me. I'm in a conventional dither with a conventional star in my eye, and you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon, happy night pouring light on the tomb. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
Wichita Music Theater presents Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, directed by Wayne Bryan, with musical direction by Thomas Douglas, and starring, amongst many, Aaron Mackey and Mike McGowan. For KMUW News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.